Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Trump is activating the National Guard in California, New York, and Washington State. As NPR's Franco Ordonez reports, it's part of larger efforts to help the three states hit hardest by the coronavirus.
President Trump said activating the National Guard would help free up state resources to protect those who need it most, without states having to worry about extra costs and liability.
These are three states that really do need help because they are hit very hard.
President Trump said he was also dispatching the U.S. Navy hospital ship Mercy to Los Angeles and another ship, the Comfort, to New York to provide more hospital space to those areas. President Trump said the three states will also soon receive large influx of masks, respirators, gowns, and other supplies for the effort. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Senate Republicans and Democrats continue to try to solve disagreements over a huge new economic stimulus package to deal with the pandemic. A procedural vote on the package failed on Sunday in the Senate. Lawmakers agree over direct payments to Americans and on loan guarantees to small businesses, but they disagree over how much money should be sent toward corporations and industries. Rand Paul of Kentucky, the first U.S. senator to test positive for the coronavirus, is now in isolation. NPR's Amy Held reports anxiety is growing about the potential spread of the virus on Capitol Hill.
Just as Republicans work to salvage the massive coronavirus rescue package, several have been taken out of commission. Senators Mitt Romney and Mike Lee, both of Utah, announced they're going into self-quarantine because of their close contact with Senator Rand Paul. Paul, a medical doctor, came under criticism after he was spotted using the Senate pool Sunday morning. He says he left the Capitol as soon as he learned he tested positive for the contagious respiratory disease. Paul is missing part of his lung after an earlier injury, but says he's feeling fine and has no symptoms. On the House side, two congressmen announced they tested positive last week. Amy Held, NPR News.
Healthcare policy experts suggest the pandemic, combined with an economic downturn, will be a stress test for the Affordable Care Act. From member station KQED in San Francisco, April Domboski reports this is the law's 10th anniversary.
Many Americans have felt ambivalent about the Affordable Care Act. They hated the mandate that everyone had to buy insurance or pay a penalty. Others found the plans too expensive. But the law's popularity spiked when Republicans tried to repeal and replace it in 2017. Now, as Americans lose jobs and health insurance because of the coronavirus, millions may end up getting free or subsidized health plans under the 10-year-old law.
April Domboski reporting. You're listening to NPR News. Ohio is joining other states in requiring its residents to stay at home. This is among other efforts intended to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Ohio Public Radio's Andy Chow reports.
The order from Ohio Governor Mike DeWine closes all non-essential businesses in what he says is a crucial moment against the outbreak.
Time is of the essence, and we have to buy that time. We have to do it by the strong actions that you all have been taking.
State health officials say requiring people to stay away from each other will limit the spread of the virus. This new order goes into effect Monday night. A violation is a second-degree misdemeanor. For NPR News, I'm Andy Chow in Columbus.
Pressure is building to postpone the upcoming Summer Olympics because of the virus outbreak. NPR's Tom Goldman says Canada has announced its athletes will not take part in the Tokyo Games due to start in late July.
Canadian officials say they've made the difficult decision not to send their athletes to Tokyo for the Olympics and Paralympics this summer. This is not solely about athlete health, their statement says. It's about public health. Canada's dramatic action follows the International Olympic Committee's first public acknowledgement that it's considering postponing the Games and that it'll decide within the next 4 weeks.
NPR's Tom Goldman reporting. Separately, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has told his country's parliament that the Olympics may need to be delayed. There are more than 1,000 diagnosed coronavirus cases in Japan. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.